listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Out of Vegas with the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
You've got, in the regular season, playoff teams and non-playoff teams, ultimately, all playing each other. In the playoffs, you have playoff versus playoff. You would think, yeah, that playoff team in the playoffs is going to play playoff teams in the regular season, but also non-playoff teams. But then on the other hand, you're going to have non-playoff teams. So you would think it'd be about the same. The fact it goes up over many thousands of games shows you in the NBA oftentimes, motivation trumps everything. And in the playoffs, the home team's almost always going to be focused. In the regular season, it's hit or miss, and thus it goes up, where you would think the good playoff teams would be better suited to win on the road.
Yep.
But it's 64. So we've got two baselines. Regular season, 60%. Home teams win, 64% playoffs.
So let's tighten it up further. Finals since 2003, last 16 years. Home teams win a little more than 61% of the time.
So now we've got a number in between. So yep. 60 to 64 over 40,000 plus games or some variation of that.
But okay. Here's the interesting thing. You asked me to do it recently. Last 6 years, NBA Finals, the home team wins less than half the time. 16 and 17 home teams last 6 years in the finals.
Now that's a number that I wish we had yesterday, to be honest.
I apologize.
But it's my fault because I didn't ask the question. Think about that, Jonas. So that's 20 or 33 games over how many years?
6 years. Last six finals.
And if I would have made you an offer, Brad Powers, that all those years ago I would have said, all right, let's look ahead the next 6 years, and I bet home teams. Now, it's not only they're at home, but the better home team gets 4 out of 7 if it goes 7. So there's going to be a bias towards the better team getting more home games, right?
Yep.
At least a smidge of a buys, you think it'd be up, up, up. And, you know, in a way, if you think of that 64%, that's probably part of it, too, is the better teams getting a few more home games over the course of a whole playoff season, right? Because yep. Any game that goes 7, it's a plus one there. Huh, that's interesting. The idea, what kind of awe, if I said even money, I'll take the road teams the next 6 years. How insane would that have been?
It would have been. I'd been like, how much do you want on that bet, RJ?
All right, so here's what we got to do, though. We put this in our pocket, and you can grade us on this. First show of the NBA Finals next year in like 340 days. I think Jonas is going to be here. I'm looking at him. He looks spry. Is in 340 days, we should be talking the day of that first game, looking road team, because we will say the prior 6 years, the road team has a winning record straight up NBA Finals, including 5 straight to finish this series.
One thought as to why that might happen, one theory, the number of games, number of days in between games now gives the road team more rest. I think that's maybe why that's favored towards that trend.
You know something? I'm just going to jump in with this because we could do 4 hours today, and we'll be doing this on Monday, Tuesday. Let's be honest now. If you're thinking about getting back in August, don't make that mistake. Because you're thinking, what are these guys going to be talking about? Baseball? Am I going to be hearing about war this and warp and all these crazy acronyms? No. Well, maybe from Fezzik a little. But no. This is the time we really get to stretch our wings because there isn't as many games we're focused on where we're going to talk about Vegas macro. We got about 6 weeks. And I think it's, to be honest, many people's favorite 6 weeks of the year is this time from post-NBA Finals to the start of training camp, and when we really start doing the football previews the weeks before the games.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm RJ Bell, Straight Outta Vegas. So we're loose, and I'm going to just come up with. And Daryl, make sure you jump in here because you consume the media as much as anyone, and you also are new producer out of Atlanta. You also came up with an amazing get from years prior when it came to the answer to this question. How in the heck has Golden State lost two top 10 NBA players? You might say, how do they have three? But okay. And maybe Klay's not top 10. Let's say top 20. For season-long injuries. I mean, let's be honest. If Klay got hurt for 2 weeks, it would affect the finals the same. But right now, even money says he doesn't suit up even if the Warriors somehow made the finals last year, right? Is that what the consensus?
Yeah, the normal recovery time recently has been about 11 months from an ACL.
So maybe he does. Like, you know, I can't wait to hear Kerr try to obfuscate. Is Klay coming back? It's possible and maybe not, you know. but here's the thing. When's the last time that two top 20 players in the league got hurt the whole year? Maybe there's been a time. I'm saying, is it even obvious in our mind? And two gets hurt in one series? Could it just be a coincidence? I don't know. What I know is my first thought is anyone talking about this?
Mm. Like, no. This
seems like the most obvious thing. How in the heck can one team lose two players? How many 12-month, 11-plus-month injuries are there a year in the NBA? 10 or 12? Like, that guy's out till this time next year.
Oh, you mean year-ending injuries in the NBA? I would say less than that.
No, not year-ending. I'm saying 11-plus-month type injuries where it's a calendar year before the guy's going to be back.
Less than that.
Okay. But two in the same six games? So my first thought was, and obviously Durant being a second, and Durant was back from, maybe he came back a day early, maybe he didn't, game early. But the 12 months is going to be about, Brad would say his Achilles, and pronounce it for us.
Achilles.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't have done justice. he's actually, I heard a rumor in beginning negotiations to avoid litigation with your speech coach.
Yeah. Lawsuit pending.
Lawsuit pending. You have Durant's mom advising?
Yep.
Wow.
That'd be hilarious.
We're waiting for the analysis to come back.
So here's the question. What the heck? I mean, in a way, I love to laugh. I like to have fun. But these are career, not enders, but career trend changers. And then we said Durant is an underdog to ever play as good as he played before he got hurt. Now, I thought it's too many games. You got your 82. You gave him two extra weeks. But the intensity in these playoffs is way up from 10 years ago. So now you got Durant for a third straight year playing 100 games a year. So let's say plus 18 or whatever the math is. Curry, same thing.
Five straight for him.
And Klay?
Five straight.
And he just crumbles. I mean, I'll be honest, when you watch that play, I know ACLs you just can't tell. I've come down as a goofball on the basketball court at age like 35 to that, and I would have thought the odds of me crumbling were slim to none. I wasn't coming from such height as Klay was. His vertical was a little higher, but that just seems like a weird non-contact injury, right?
Yeah, just a breakaway coming down on your leg.
And just you're one of the great athletes in the world, just knee blows out. It strikes me that Golden State is exhibit one, that if these guys play too many games, there is a consequence. So we could just say, oh, no, it's a coincidence. Boy, Joan is following this, and we'll look deeper into it regards to how many of these type injuries are there in a whole season, and two's going to happen in the same series. And, by the way, it's the culmination of 5 years of running to the finals.
That was Steve Kerr's initial thoughts, too. He says, I don't know if it's related to five straight seasons of playing 100-plus games and just all the wear and tear. That's what he said in the press conference yesterday.
So what you're saying is Steve Kerr and RJ Bell, the guy that probably knows the most, and I'm talking about Kerr in this case, and me are the ones talking about it.
Yep.
Wow. But you know something? I think Jonas, or I'm sorry, check that, Daryl might have trumped Kerr, and maybe Kerr knows it, and that's why he put out this kind of red herring. Daryl, what did you remember from the recesses of your mind?
Well, I remember last year when the Atlanta Hawks got the head of training for the Golden State Warriors, Miss Chelsea Lane. They didn't want to pay her out in Golden State, and she ended up going out to Atlanta.
And that was between seasons.
That's right.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Okay, so a trainer who was well-known enough that she changes teams, and there's news stories about it.
Yes.
So that's not the typical trainer, right? We would agree with that. So she was considered elite. Like, there was a headhunting and big money to get her.
Yes. And the good thing was that Travis Slink came from Golden State, so he knew it right offhand and just plucked her. We need that. The thing about...
about that. That's interesting. And Howard Stern talked about that when they went to Sirius, is the former station he was on, and it was nationally syndicated. They were trying to lock up personalities. And what Howard Stern said is, oh, we want to get this producer, this engineer, because we're on the ground and we know that guy's a difference maker. From the outside, it's hard to tell which trainers are good. But if a guy's coming from Golden State's inside to Atlanta and he reaches back to pluck, he's going to get the best.
Very strong.
Best teams. Or I'm sorry, in this case, best participants, workers, you know, however you want to say, contributors to Golden State over that run up to that point. And listen, we're not trying to blame the trainer now. I don't know enough to do that either way. It's possible, but I have no information. But if you go from super elite to less than, because that guy could have reached back and plucked the second. You know, I don't know if that guy came up through the ranks the next one or if they went out Golden State to get a trainer from somewhere else. But in theory, that trainer would have taken the Atlanta job if they were asked. Instead, Atlanta plucked the one they wanted, the better one in theory. Then Golden State had to pick from the remains. And wow, a tough season, I think, or certainly playoffs when you had Durant's first injury. Maybe a coincidence, but I think somewhere between all those games and perhaps an elite trainer leaving, we're talking about statistically something so unlikely. And that's what we'll do over the weekend, Jonas. You're going to have to cancel the club engagement. And yeah. I don't judge. Yeah. I mean, I know it's all cash transactions right. And stuff, but I don't get involved with your taxes ever. But what ends up...
Come on, baby, $80,000!
I'm not saying that's your quote, but...
That was crazy.
Pressure luck. We're going to figure out how many 11-plus, you know, almost a year-type injuries there were this season. Homework for Jonas. And we're going to compare it to the two that happened in the last six games. I think it's going to be shocking that the number's so small otherwise. But we'll see, because Jonas is now not going out this weekend.
Right.